I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 610, Pom-Poms for Everyone. When our daughter Jenny was in high school, she was a cheerleader, and she loved it. I can still remember her practicing her dance routines and her cheers at home so she'd be ready for the big game. But Jenny wasn't just any cheerleader, she was the flyer. She was the girl that they threw up in the air and caught. And I caught my breath every time she left planet Earth. Don't you think we could use a few more cheerleaders in our world today? This podcast is called The Two Greatest, or T2G. It stands for the two greatest commandments, which Jesus said are to love God with everything we've got, and then to take that love and love others the same way. Well, in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, we find a very challenging verse. It says this: "See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God." Wow! Now that's a tall order. How are we supposed to do that? How are we supposed to keep other people from having a sinful, unbelieving heart and turning away from the living God? Well, the next verse gives us the how. Spoiler alert, it includes pom-poms for everyone. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear that portion of God's word, ask you a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge to be a cheerleader in your world for Jesus. Verse 13 goes on to say, "But encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." Did you catch it? Encouragement is the key. It's our home field advantage against the kingdom of the world. I'm always singing a little tune around the house or wherever I am, kind of like my dad did. In fact, I remember my dad singing really basically four songs. Boo, 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 to the tune of Oh My Darling, every time he would rock us to sleep. And I did that with my kids and my grandkids, and some of my kids still do that now to their kids. Dad also sang On the Road Again, as he would visit us in Tennessee. And every year on my birthday, my dad would sing to me, "Happy Birthday," even if he had to leave the song on the answering machine. The other song I remember my dad singing frequently was Home, Home on the Range. That tune includes the words, "Where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day." I love that. Home is the place where seldom is heard a discouraging word. We all need to give encouragement, and we need to receive it. We need to get rid of those discouraging words and lift one another up. I wonder today how many spouses are crying out from the depths of their souls, "Would someone please encourage me?" I wonder how many teenagers are swimming in the need to fit in, and they're really saying, "Would someone please encourage me?" I wonder how many children who are disruptive in their behavior are really only disruptive because they're crying out for love and encouragement. I wonder how many older people feel forgotten, left out, put on the shelf, and they're secretly desiring to still feel valued and encouraged. Hebrews 3:13 again, "But encourage one another daily." You see, it's not check it off. It's not one and done. It's every day. We're not ever done with this idea of waving our pom-poms. "As long as it's called today," Scripture says, "so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." Here's the great question. Can you think of three people in your sphere of influence who could use a little encouragement from you? How might you give it? Go. Let's pray this prayer from Scotty Smith. "Lord, we want to be people who speak life, encouragement, healing, and hope to those who need it the most. We want to live as a conduit of your mercy and grace in timely and tangible ways. So put names and faces before us who need the encouragement that you alone can bring, Lord Jesus. It might be missionaries afar, a coworker across the room, a stranger in the airport, a checkout lady at the store, a grieving parent, a broken-hearted friend, a weary pastor, or a forgotten senior. By the emanating light of the great day of hope, may we bring rich encouragement to this day. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 611. In the meantime, this is not one of those episodes you can listen to but maybe not have any idea how to apply it. This is not just information for you, it's a challenge to you. In practical, tangible, and meaningful ways, be an encouragement to someone today. Write that text, send that email or card, make that call, buy that gift, do that act of service. This is hands up and hands on. Let's go! Pom-poms for everyone.